Hello, everyone. Let's take a few moments to become fully present. We can look around the space, connect, and acknowledge one another. Good to see all of you today, and welcome. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together today to be of service to what we here at SSP refer to as a Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today we'll be tending our waters. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. We can leave our video sharing feature on for now, but please turn it off once the tending process begins. Then Nancy's altar image will be shared for the duration of the tending. Upon closing, we'll stop the recording, and we can then turn our video feature back on and open up the space for those who would like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Nancy Langston, who will talk a little bit more about this call to action and lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Thank you for joining us, Nancy. We now turn this tending process over to you.
Thank you, Lolly. And thank all of you for joining us. Happy to see you all. We're going to focus on water today. What I've noticed a lot in the last few months, but also in this entire year, is we've got a lot of crazy weather going on. And meteorologists and weather experts are contributing it to the climate crisis. A lot of imbalance. Right now, as we speak, there's a big rainstorm moving through the south that already caused severe flooding in Dallas, northern Texas, and then it moved into Louisiana and caused flooding, and now it's moving its way across. So it's slowly flooding out a whole bunch of people. And just a few weeks ago, we had horrible flooding in West Virginia and Kentucky. So obviously, water's out of balance. We do live on the water planet, and it's water's obviously a key part of the planet and life. We can't live without water. So we're going to focus on that today. And you're going to get a chance to, I love working with water personally. I live in Colorado, right on the very close to the Continental Divide, so I can work with the source waters for most of the waters that run through the Midwest down into the Mississippi, the Platte, the Rio Grande that runs to Texas. The Arkansas, the Missouri that starts out in northern Montana, Wyoming area. So I love working with water. It's one of my favorite things. And that was what I got the urge from my guides to work on water. I was like, yes. Okay. So we're going to focus on water. And I want you to keep a neutral mind. Don't go into the journey thinking you know what you're going to work on. You may be asked to work on a local water source, like a river or a lake near you. You may be asked to work on the flood that's happening in the southeast. You may be asked to work on the drought that's happening in Europe. Several giant rivers have dried up. They're having horrible drought in Spain and Portugal. Haven't had rain in months, and they're having horrible wildfires because of it. But the Loire has dried up, the Danube is drying up, France's wine country is in a state of panic because they have had so little rain and all their rivers and their water sources and wells are drying up. So you may be asked to work on that. You may be asked to work with an ocean. So keep an open mind. Don't go into the journey knowing what you're going to do. Go in with what I call a neutral mind. Go in asking your guides what you can do with water. And I'm going to lead you in, but if you already know how to journey, you're obviously, you can run on ahead and go in however you like, but I'm going to give those of you who are new or relatively new to journeying a guided way in. So let's go ahead. If you want to go ahead and put up my nature altar, where I'm going to talk about this at the end, Lolly, but go ahead and put that up because I'm going to open directions and I stand for that. So there's no point in having no point in having my photo, my face up, because I won't be sitting here. So I want you to get settled, take a couple deep breaths while I open the directions. I follow the north and the element of earth, and ask earth and north energies to join us. I follow the east and the element of air, and ask the energies of east and air to join us today. I call on the south and the energies of fire, and I ask the energies of fire and south to join us today. I call on the west and the energies of water, which we will focus on today, and ask those energies to join us. I call on the above and the below, Pachamama, Pachapapa, the yang and the yin. Please join us and hold this container for us. And let's call in our spirit allies, guides, and guardians now, in whatever form they take. Call in your favorites, ask them to join you and help you and guide you in this journey. We thank them for all their help and guidance and love and protection in the past, and we ask them to join us now. We also ask Hawk and Polar Bear to join us, who are the allies, the animal allies of Shamanism Without Borders. And from this space, we're going to go right into journey with water. I would suggest you ask something very basic like, water, how can I help? So keep your, what can I do to help? Water, how can I help? But take the lead of your guides. They may give you a question as well. So settle in your chair or lying down if you prefer that. Take a couple deep breaths. Long exhales, let it all go. No place to be but here right now. Couple more times, just long, slow breaths. Excuse me, I seem to have a water frog in my throat right now, so apparently frog is joining us. One more big breath, and let's begin. When you call your helping spirits to you and you get up, energetically get up out of your chair or your lying down position, and you head out the door. And as you go out the door of your apartment or your condo or your house, the building you're in, there's a deep mist all over the land. You can barely see your hand in front of your face. There's a deep fog or mist that's settled in. And again, you call your helping spirits to your side. You ask them to show you how to journey with water, how to tend water today. And faintly in front of you, you can see a path. And you take steps down that path. And it's like you can only see two or three steps in front of you. The mist is so deep, so big. So you keep walking down that path until your helping spirits join you. Or perhaps it's a new helper like Hawk or Polar Bear that joins you. And when they join you, you ask, how can I tend water today? Which water would you like me to tend? How can I help? And you follow their lead. All right, it's time to return for now. You can always come back, listen to the recording, and come back into this space and work more with water. But for now, thank your guides. Thank whoever showed up to help you. Thank the water you've been working with. And return down the path. Come back through the mist. Come back down the path. Back into the room where you began. Back into your body. All the way in. Wiggle your toes, stretch your arms. Bring your spirit all the way back into your body. Take some slow, deep breaths as you wiggle around. Move your body parts. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to write down whatever happened for you before you forget. So grab a journal, a piece of paper, whatever's close by, scrap the paper and write down what you remember about your journey and whatever your allies or water told you. And then I want to talk for a few minutes about simple rituals, but I'll give you a few minutes to write stuff down first. If you're having trouble coming back, grab a glass of water, drink some water, wash your hands, put some water on your face. More deep breaths. All right, we're going to have a chance to talk about and share what happened for you if you like in a few minutes, but I want to talk about this image. I think you can see this on your screen. It's just a very simple altar I made when I was connecting with a new piece of land. It was very simple, denoting the four directions. And I do this a lot. I like to do natural altars and then do offerings on them of something like flower petals or water or pine cones or something natural onto the altar when I'm working with land or when I'm working with the river or lake. And I want to encourage you to do this, to start going out and connecting with the waters near you, the rivers, the creeks, the lakes near you. And you're probably going to connect with the land as well, but it's an amazing experience, and it can be very basic, very simple. I mean, this altar is about as simple as you can get. Took me about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to make. And then what I'm doing is just expressing my gratitude to the place or to the waters of that place. So you can keep it very simple, but it's a amazing way to connect with Mother Earth and her waters. So I want to encourage you to try that and do that. And the only rule I have is just to use natural objects. Don't, you know, no plastic, no man-made stuff. Just make a very simple four-direction piece like this, or a mandala if you want to get fancier. I've done ones where it's, you know, pine cones in a row working its way out, and it's a more complicated mandala, but that was just because I found it fun. You can keep it this simple. And then offer your gratitude to the place. It's a wonderful way to connect. I think one of the things we've lost in modern Western civilization is a deep connection to the land, because we don't live in huts with dirt floors anymore. Most of us don't work the land, right? We don't go out and hunt. We don't go out and fish. We don't go out and farm. So we've lost a deep connection to the land. And this is one way you can reconnect. You can even do this in your yard. And I would strongly, recommend that you try it and see what happens. Start connecting with your yard, the plants and animals there. All right, I'm going to close the directions and then we can share if you want. You don't have to, but we can. You can share whatever happened for you on this journey. We thank the North and the element of Earth. Thank you for being with us, holding us, guiding us, sharing your energies with us. We thank the East and the energy of air, the element of air. Thank you for being with us, holding us, guiding us, sharing your energies with us. We thank the South and the element of fire. Thank you for being with us, holding us, guiding us, and sharing your energies with us today. We thank the energies of the West and the element of water. Thank you so much for being with us, guiding with us, sharing your wisdom, holding us through this journey. We thank the above and the below. Pachamama, Pachapapa, the yang, the yin, the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine, whatever words work for you. We thank you for being with us, for holding us, for guiding us and sharing your wisdom with us today. And we thank our spirit allies in every form they take. Spirit allies, our guides, our guardians, hawk and polar bear as well. Thank you for being with us and protecting us and guiding us, loving us and sharing your wisdom with us. We are so grateful. And for now, we close this container. We disconnect and come back to this reality and close this container and close this space so that we can share. Aho. And I think Lolly's going to stop the recording because we don't usually put that on the...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and stop the recording now so we can open it up for sharing. Hold on. Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys. Thank you, Nancy, for guiding us through this process of tending to our waters. Thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.